You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Kyle
Knockouts and Three Counts.
You know, it's weird whenever I say that. It's like, oh, we're welcoming to Kyle? No, we're welcoming to Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes. Yeah, motherfuckers.
Brand new episode of Podcast Gold, man. Let's go ahead and do our intro real quick so we can introduce our guest who's flexing the camera right now. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and go first?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following our show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. And, on Twitter and Instagram as well, at KO3CPod.
All righty. Any announcements we got to get out of there?
Shout out to Brett Martin, week before last guest, who just took home the first ever Lights Out Fighting heavyweight title.
Yes,
he beat Josh Parisian, who just came off the Ultimate Fighter. Big win. He won by Kimura. Also, shout out to the last time Brett was on the show, the other guest of that show was Ryan Pokrivka. He made his debut for Bellator.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, I'm not going to. and last but not least, shout out to the homie Miles Jury, man. He went to war with Andre Feely. And they beat the shit out of each other. They did a little too much touchy feely because both their nose and mouth were busted up pretty good.
Oh yeah, it was a good fight, man. Good fight for both guys. I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63.
That's DEV. You forget how to do this all of a sudden?
No, I was about to do my announcements. I got to announce myself. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DEVINTHE63. You can find me on Instagram, All Steak No Sizzle. I'm not sure if that's a steak or if that's a balloon or if that was a
Slytherin snag.
Slytherin snag.
I'm a snag.
I'm a snag.
I'm a slithery little snag. Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck that video. Every time I see it, I can't.
But it's in your head now.
I can't. That's why I said fuck that video.
We gotta do a show now. make sure you check out the Reality Era News group on Facebook where we talk wrestling. We're having a very, very interesting debate about African American world heavyweight champions right now. So we'll come
Holy
on and join
Jesus
that conversation.
Christ.
guys, make sure you come out to BCWA this weekend.
We'll be there.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that. We will be there live recording. And also, if you're into comics and pop culture, come out to Great Lakes Comic Con and was it Macomb Community College this Friday and Saturday?
Sassafras. Good old Jim Ross is going to be there.
Jim Ross is going to be there. And also,
Hunger Sooner!
Hacksaw Jim Doug is going to be there. And
hey, tough guy.
Pretty good.
The cast of Sesame Street is going to be there.
Holy shit, just what I always wanted to see.
Wait.
How many cast members?
I think it's going to be
two cast members.
It's going to be four of them. I think Gordon, Louise, five?
Oh, boy.
You forgot Big Bird.
They're coming out.
Oh, yeah, Big Bird.
How do you forget Big Bird, dog?
I just remember the names at the bottom.
I guess the same person is Oscar the Grouch.
That is true.
Snuffle up, I guess.
Definitely true. I'm looking forward to meeting Gordon and Luis, man. I don't know why they were two of my favorite characters growing up as a kid. And also, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is going to be there, man. So
dang.
Come on out.
I thought you said Mr. Feeny for a minute, and I'm like, what?
you know what? That's a good suggestion for next year. Bam.
Didn't he die, though? I think he passed away, bro.
Oh, way to bring the energy down.
I know. That's what I was saying. Like, they can't bring him next year, dog.
Well, you want me to bring the energy down a little bit more? Jim Ross was a replacement for Mean Gene Okerlund, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I was just looking at the flyer outside, man. I got really, really sad real quick. But, okay, enough sadness. Let's introduce
our guests. Yeah, how about we stop being rude?
Go ahead. Why don't you introduce
our
guest, man?
If you listened to our last preview episode for BCWA, we had the Dread King Logan, and he went to war with a good friend of ours, Mysterious Movado. Well, in the studio with us tonight to come respond to Logan's comments, we've got the return of the Mysterious One. What's up, brother man?
Mr. Feeney's still alive.
Yay!
Okay, cool.
Hallelujah. Yes! Randy!
Yes!
Yes.
Yes.
Snakes.
Thank goodness.
You, dog.
And all of this happens after my introduction.
I know. Talk about me being rude.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's so great to be here, you know. And I flew all the way here, and boy, are my arms tired.
I'm surprised they didn't fall off from freezing.
Who, I tell you, no respect.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask the first question, man. A couple weeks ago, we had Sam Adonis on the show.
Ah.
And he was talking about Ooh La La Lucha coming up once again. What's the date on that?
Ooh La La. You mean May 4th, 2019, St. Andrews Hall.
Yes, sir.
Detroit, Michigan.
Devin needs to be there this time.
Tequila, gams, and body slams. Ooh La La Lucha. Yes, in fact, yes.
I like gams. Yes, yes.
Yes.
So last year was a success. Doing it again this year.
Yes.
Will we see a rematch of you and Sam Adonis?
I don't know if there is a way that the two of us can be in a building and not collide.
Okay.
In some way, shape, or form. So that's all currently being worked out.
Okay.
Actually, announcements to be forthcoming.
Okay.
Within the coming weeks. Tickets should be on sale soon. If not by the end of February, then the early part of March.
Okay.
So we're getting excited for that. And it's going to be bigger than ever. We've got some new faces coming in and some really familiar ones and a really incredible legend that we're really excited to bring back to Detroit.
Ooh.
Hasn't been back since the days of Revolucha.
Ooh.
So this is somebody we're very, very excited to be working with again, and we'll be announcing that soon. So stay tuned, humans.
I might have to ask you who that is after the show's done, because I have an idea, but I don't want to.
What makes you think I'm going to tell you?
Oh, got him. But I can personally attest to the fact being there Ooh La La Lucha last year. It was a great show. One of the funnest shows I've been to with between the burlesque and the mariachi band and all that stuff in between the matches. It was something else.
Yeah, it's an incredible energy. I mean, the people that come together to put that event on are all top-notch talent, like from the musical acts to the MCs even, to, you know, the burlesque acts and, of course, the top-tier professional wrestlers that we bring in throughout from across the world. And it's like just the perfect mixture of all those things. And when you have the incredible libations and food, yes, from the Imperial, I mean, it just makes an incredible event that I think now has kind of become the seminal, you know, Cinco de Mayo event,
right,
to attend in the city. At least if you have any interest in those tequila gams or body slams, if you have any interest in those three things, that's where you're going to be as it sells out each and every year. And this year, you know, will be no different. So we're looking at possibly expanding, maybe even moving into a Day of the Dead type event.
Okay.
So those are some things that we're looking at. And it's an exciting time to be in pro wrestling and also to be a part of Ooh La La Lucha. And I, of course, as the heavyweight champion, couldn't be more proud to represent. Know what I'm saying? Represent.
So the other cool thing about that show too, man, for those of you that listen to this that are just straight wrestling fans, this is not your typical wrestling crowd. Like, a lot of those people that I saw last year did not watch wrestling, and you guys had them ready to fucking riot last year, yeah, with your match. So it's definitely a different crowd. It makes for a fun night, man.
And a quick sidebar. Shout out to our guests from last week, Harry, Kip, Lauren, and Kyron.
Shout out to them.
Kip and Kyron, I think they went to Ooh La La Lucha last year, and then we were talking about it. And like, oh, yeah, we had Movado on the show plenty of times. So for people that have never been to Ooh La La Lucha, let's say you got a nice couple.
You got one in the room.
Aw.
I'm also single, so you know. That's what
I didn't know we had progressed to that point. But hey, that's cool.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
About time you get some of your own medicine, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
So let's say we have a nice couple.
We have a nice couple.
A nice couple.
They want to have a nice night out on May 4th.
Sure.
Let's say the male of the couple is into wrestling. Let's say the young lady isn't. What can each person get from this show? What can draw each of these people in from the wrestling side and the non-wrestling side? What's the draw?
Sure. I mean, it has all the excitement of, you know, an excellent night out. I mean, even if what you want to do is just kind of have a night on the town with some drinks, some awesome live music and a great environment. I mean, St. Andrew's Hall is one of the coolest places just to party.
Definitely.
You know, across, you know, so many different platforms. And it's just, it's like I said, it's a great environment. So, you know, it's got a little bit of everything for everyone. So if maybe you're into more of the performance artistry of the burlesque, I think that that's an easy sell. That's a really popular thing. You know, there's all kinds of different events that go on across the metro Detroit area.
Yeah, like dirty shows been going on sure. The past 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a big thing. And that's what we look to do. We look to like kind of melt everything together as well as the musical act. So we're going to have an awesome musical act for this year. Again, we can't quite announce that yet.
Okay.
But again, we're looking to kind of amp things up each and every year. And again, super excited. So I would say to those people, just kind of if you're looking to have just a fun night out, period, you know, open your mind up and come on out because you'll find that all of a sudden you're a fan
right.
of the wrestling that gets peppered in between the awesome burlesque and the musical acts and just the great food and drink.
I highly recommend it. Movado highly recommends it. Devin, you need to be there. And as we talked about Ooh La La Lucha, why don't we talk a little bit about BCWA Outlawed?
Let's.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to war again with the Dread King Logan. Tell us about the last match and your thoughts on it. And I assume you're trying to get some get back at him.
Some get back. Ooh, some get back. Ooh.
Shout out to Hudge. I see you watching.
Hudge.
And the homie James Gerkey.
And James Gerkey.
And Ken Cash.
Yeah, and Ken Cash.
Ken Cash. Getting it. Ken Cash. Oh, I just saw him this morning. Oh, snap.
He was trying to get that work in, huh?
Oh, trying. He was trying. he was trying to get that work in. I see you, Ken. I love you, Ken. You know, what I'm excited to see at BCWA, speaking of Ken Cash, is the new team of A-L-Y-X-S-K-Y and Ken Cash
really?
Versus the Bomb Shelter. So that's going to be an interesting intergender tag match. You're going to have Ken Cash. I don't know. The sky is balling. Maybe we got a new tag team name. I don't know. I heard a rumor. I'm hearing things. But then you got the experience level of the Bomb Shelter. You got Joseph Schwartz. You got Randy West. I mean, you've got Ken Cash, who's been BCWA original for all these years. And then you've got the newcomer, Alex Scott. I think that's going to be a really interesting matchup to see. So beyond my own matchup with the Dread King Logan, I'm definitely going to be glued to the screen, as it were, to see that intergender tag match. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you better not miss it. Tickets available now. Woo, woo, woo. Right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, man, you would know better than me.
But to get back to Dread King, what is his name? Dreadlock Brogan?
I believe it's Dread King Logan.
Hollywood Hogan. I got a match with Hollywood Hogan.
I don't think that's the guy.
No?
Nope. I don't think so, brother.
Well, I look at a guy like Logan, right? And he's lost a bunch of weight. He kind of switched himself from a fat guy to a formidable, strong-looking pro wrestler guy. And I dig that. You know I dig that. That's right up my wheelhouse. So much of me wants to like this guy. I want to like him. I look at him and I say, respect to you, human. Great job, right?
I feel like there's a but coming.
Well, it's not so much a but it's a however.
Okay.
However, then the guy wants to go around and talk about, I'm going to take your mask and I'm going to put it on my mantle because my mantle's empty. I got nothing there. So... Except now I am the champion of another place. Okay, all right. Congratulations. Okay, picked up a title. All right. But you are not picking up the mask of the mysterious one unless you plunk down 30 American dollars at the merchandise table where you can select in the color of your choice. And may I select a really bright color, because who are we kidding? Dread King, when have you seen the sun in this kingdom of yours, bro?
Wow.
I mean, like, I haven't seen a paler guy since what, Sheamus?
Shots fired.
Like, what's with this guy? Like, I mean, I'm seeing selfies in the gym. Does he actually travel outside to get to the gym? Or is he just constantly covered in a hoodie where the sunlight can never reach his skin, his epidermis? I don't know.
Get bodied.
But what I'm saying is, Mr.
He went all the way in.
Mr. Black Singlet, Mr. Brown Crown, Mr. White Skin. Come on, bro. Get yourself a beautiful neon orange and silver glittery cool Mysterious Movado mask. It would be a vast improvement, don't you guys think?
I'm staying out of this one.
And he's saying yes, is what he's saying. He's staying out of it, but he's saying yes.
We here at Knockouts and Freakouts have to be somewhat impartial, but yeah, we hear you. Right?
All right. So, I mean, I don't blame him because he's got all that beautiful long hair, but it's always all in his face, right? So just put something colorful there.
Nice.
Turn that frown upside down, Dread King Logan.
A nice Movado mask.
And let me tell you something about Dread King Logan. He wants to take my mask. Well, that's good and fine, right? Because I'm going to take his crown, you see.
Ooh.
And the crown is going to be bestowed on this beautiful alien earthworm head of mine. And I will rule over whatever kingdom that apparently the sun doesn't shine in. And you know what? The humans and I will have fun. You know, it's not going to be one of them situations where like, hey, I decree this and you buy my shirt and you be part of my nation and this and that and all this. No. You're a part of it, man. You're a party monster when you're with the mysterious one, right? Exactly. Just step up under this wing. Ooh.
Sounds like and we let's need to fly head back away. To the bar after
let's
this
just fly away. That's all we're going to do, right? So, Dread King Logan, I know you're mad. I know you're upset. You failed in your first mission. You did beat the tar hell out of me. And that, I still feel it. So, make no mistake, I know you're formidable. But in the end, you lost. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it comes down to. And this time, you're going to lose again. History will repeat itself. The best predictor of the future is the past. And in this situation, Dread King, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you're going to have to swallow your pride because the mysterious one is not coming out with his mask apart from his head. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Get bodied. I mean, he just dropped some fire, dude. I mean, if Randy could cue the mic drop, if any time, now would be the perfect time.
Is there a mic drop?
That's perfect. That's the one.
I don't know what the fuck that had to do with anything, but
perfect. We'll go with it.
I don't have a mic drop.
Well, I guess we're going with the, you know, he was talking about weight loss. We're going to go with the cow drop.
No. No, that could have been easily used for myself. So, yeah, no, definitely no. That guy's a beast. Did you guys, I don't know if you caught the match?
Yeah.
This past match? You realize this dude caught me out of midair, hoisted me up on his shoulders, and then flipped me down like it was no thing?
Yeah, I unfortunately wasn't there, but I did catch him at the Battle Royal for Cataclysm. And I was impressed, man.
He's impressive.
It's very impressive.
That's what I mean. I want to like this guy.
Right.
But, like, without the attitude adjustment, I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to continue to teach lessons.
He's handing them out.
That's what it has to be. And, I mean, I got to hope that in the end, tough love will win the day so that the Dread King doesn't rue the day.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this match. Even though it's my first time seeing it, it'll be the second time for you guys. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this match. What about you, Cal?
I'm always down to see a Movado match, first of all. But after the first one, I definitely want to see a rematch of this. But we've talked about that match. I want to hear your thoughts since you obviously were there at the show. Since I was waiting for your bitch ass to do it.
Thing. Why gotta be all that?
I was way over here.
But what do you think about the main event that we got going into Outlawed with Justin Maine and past guest of the show Chase Burnett against Mike Blackwell, Maserati Rick, and Martel?
I'm excited because First of all, I feel like the bad dudes that are the Studio 86, right? I feel like they're on their heels. You know, I feel like they're reeling. Whereas they were really in a very strong position of power, you know, it kind of feels like it's getting chipped away. Mm-hmm. And if there's anyone that can kind of really kind of put a nail in that coffin, I feel like, you know, it's a couple of guys like a Justin Maine, a Chase Burnett, you know, guys that are exciting to watch, you know, have a dog in the fight, are fighting for their lives, are fighting for their company. And for, you know, I feel like it's compelling. I feel like it's going to be a really good main event. And I'm looking forward to it because you got like all the, you got the Alliance Championship, right?
Definitely.
And then you've got the heavyweight title there being represented. And then you've got the guys basically that have been the thorn in everyone's sides, you know? So I'm really looking forward to it as a fan. Just to kind of, you know, see how this plays out, because you believe me, the locker room's going to be glued. It's going to be a locker room sellout, as it were, to kind of see how things turn out, you know, like it was last show for the main event.
It was.
Which was rad. So absolutely, man. It's going to be a big show. I mean, not only that, I mean, you got, you know, a newcomer like Alex Weir. I feel like he's come on the scene and has really impressed a lot of people, really wherever he's debuted. But with BCWA.
I've definitely seen his name a few places
sure.
at this point.
And he's doing a great job. You know, he's a young cat. But now he's really biting up a lot. And we're going to see if it's more than, you know, than he can chew maybe. You got Atlas Hightower. That's going to be a good matchup right there. You know what I mean? Two right. guys that can go. You got a little bit of contrast in styles.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the martial arts experience of Alex Weir, which is legitimate all day long. And it's going to be interesting to kind of see that matchup as well. You know, so that's going to be one that I'm looking forward to for sure. And then you got Orlando Christopher.
Definitely. Past guest of the show.
Zane Silver.
Past guest of the show. We've got quite a few past guests of the show. Let's just hope that the girl in the front row gets the cue when Orlando comes over the front row or the top rope this time.
I hope
she almost got hit again.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not touching it.
Okay. But
guys are some downers, man. That's why I had to bring,
I'm just saying, dude, there wasn't anybody in that crowd that couldn't have laughed at that. I'm just saying.
She got hit again?
No, she didn't get hit again. I'm talking about the first time. But I'm just saying.
Okay. I thought I messed up. Okay.
In any Orlando Christopher match, man, he's going to do some crazy shit and jump off of whatever's the highest thing he can jump off of.
I just want to see the diving headbutt again. I love it. But
it hurts.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Oh, matter of fact, I think he did that against you.
He did.
Oh, my bad.
Look at this asshole. Way to make our guest feel so welcome.
No, that's all right. Listen.
It's an amazing. I'm just saying, still seeing
stars.
But I have a question about Justin Maine. I've seen him wrestle around the area. He's a BCWA mainstay. He's wrestling in Clash. He's pretty popular in the area. Good looking kid. Talk to me about him from your perspective. Where do you see him going? He's now the BCWA champion. Where do you see him going from here, like from this point on?
Well, really, I mean, he's a guy that he's got all the talent in the world, and he's kind of a multifaceted talent. You know, he's got his experience in acting and I believe some stunt work and maybe even some modeling, perhaps. I might be speaking out of school with that.
If not, he needs to get into it.
You know, but certainly, yeah. So I feel like, you know, it's a situation where wherever he wants to take it and, you know, put his efforts into 100%, I think he's going to be successful with. And I think he's kind of shown that, you know, throughout what he's been able to do.
Right.
And kind of fighting as an underdog, too, because sometimes – we've talked about it before, you know, depending on what your background is, you know, sometimes people look down upon you depending on where you might have been trained or where you might have come out from. And I've fought against that when I first got into the business. So it's a lot of people that, you know, have to kind of prove themselves.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a little bit longer. And I feel like he's a case where it has taken a little bit longer. But he's certainly done that in spades. And, you know, I mean, like, he's in an incredible shape. He's got a great arsenal. I feel like he can pretty much carry a good match with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of up to him at this point where he wants to pursue, right?
Okay.
But I could certainly see him in any of the major promotions contributing. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, man, I really enjoyed what I saw from Justin Mayne, man. I think that he had a great match winning the title at the last show. And I mean, like you said, you know, kids, women, children, you know, the guys, everybody in there seemed to be really on his side, which if you're looking for, you know, a good champion and somebody to build a brand behind, I mean,
that's what you want.
That's what you want, especially you want. In a good guy, man. Sure. I mean, you've got all the bases covered. So I totally yep. would agree with that.
Yep.
Justin Mayne will be coming on with us again real soon. To the show.
Sweet.
But
hopefully he puts me over as much.
I feel like everybody should be putting you over, man. Because every time you come in, man, you're always hooking everybody else up. So even if nobody else says shit, I'm gonna. This dude's pretty good. But so let's jump off the script a little bit. So
flip it.
We had a script?
we lost those.
Hold on, we're flipping that script.
We lost them a long time ago. But here's the question. So you know, you talked about Ooh La La Lucha. We talked about how your brother came in and made the save at the end.
Oh,
so
man.
What's up on Bumpin' Uglies reunion?
You know, that's something that's always on the table. It's something that my brother is basically always at the ready for. We've talked to Robin Amato about possibly getting on stage again.
That would be fucking awesome. I did get to see you guys perform once.
Right
on.
It's
pretty good.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you. So that ding. it's something we would like to do. So I think it's a matter of figuring out a date, time, cause, venue, all that good stuff.
Bubba, we want to see you guys do it on BCWA since I know I'll probably be there.
But, you know, in terms of maybe like in a tag team effort in yeah. terms of in the ring, we were fortunate to be able to do that at Live Pro Wrestling last year.
I saw that.
Which was awesome.
I didn't see the match, but I saw you guys were doing
it. Yeah, that was super cool. And it was just like it felt like home again, you know, having my brother there to just have my back and, you know, tag in and out. It was pretty cool. So I think, you know, he's certainly in great shape. He's ready to bust heads.
And he's been touring all over the place.
He has
just
been.
In England yep. with his band, wasn't he?
Yeah, and actually he'll be headed back to, I believe, Germany, England, Scotland in August again with Choking Susan. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to Choking Susan.
Absolutely.
Wait. What was that?
The name of the band is Choking Susan.
Yeah, Choking Susan. Yeah. And they're awesome, man. They've been a local punk act that has like toured all over for the past 20 years, man. So he, you know, had the opportunity to join up with them, and he's doing big things with them. We're hoping to do some more with Her Dark Host.
You guys, didn't you say the last time you came on, you guys were finishing up an album or an EP?
Yeah. That still has to be finished. That's a long process. But yeah, so we would like to kind of, do more with Her Dark Host and get a Bumpin' Uglies reunion in. Just find a way to get all this stuff in, you know, that we all love and we want to still show the world.
So since Devin only really knows you out of the Bumpin' Uglies, I got to, and for our listeners, since I know you've probably got some good ones, give me a good Bumpin' Uglies story from one of your guys' concerts, because Rob's told me shit about you guys having flaming tables and all kinds of crazy shit at your guys' shows.
Yeah. Let's see. One time, I believe it was in Cleveland. I want to say it was in Cleveland.
Ooh. Were they burning LeBron jerseys?
No. I mean, what year? Jeez, this would have to be. I shouldn't say. That'll age me. I'm not going to say. But it was quite some time.
Aren't alien years different than human
they
years?
They are. And plus, this was my Earth vessel prior to my alien form finding.
Did you get broken like Matt Hardy?
No, I wasn't woken. Wasn't woken or broken or spoken.
Or choking.
So Susan. We were playing this kind of DIY punk rock environment, and you know, we brought along our referee and of course our foils for the evening that would be plants in the crowd that would take exception to the Bumpin' Uglies and the music and the punk rock. And they would, of course, start some trouble. And then the madness and the fighting would ensue. And here we go with our friend the referee pops in. And now we've got a little match right prior to finishing up the set for the night, which was basically the formula that the Bumpin' Uglies live event would take. You know, we would be playing. Eventually some bad guy would come out and attack us, and we'd have some kind of storyline, and off we'd go. You would get off of our instruments, do our thing, run our spots, and then 1, 2, 3, get back up on stage and finish, right?
Right.
So
solid plan.
Yeah. So, right. And as plans go.
I was about to say, I feel like it didn't go as planned.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you, I guess, and it, we always figured, you know, everyone had to understand that what we were doing. We just figured it was obvious what we were doing.
Right.
And but not, you know, when alcohol's involved. And just the environment, I think, of this type of punk rock scene, I think that people weren't quite ready in this particular scenario. And as the bad guys were attacking us, and now and you, again, what I feel is funny is there's a referee there.
Right.
Trying to, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, was there a wrestling ring around anywhere?
No.
Okay.
This is all on stage.
Okay.
You know, and in front of the stage, right? So in the crowd, we're even battling. So but the referee is there, and he's counting, and he's admonishing people. And that to me is like
the biggest giveaway.
The biggest giveaway that, okay, you know, stuff is going down here, but it's for our benefit.
Right.
Right. Well, this a certain inebriated gentleman decided to take it upon himself to like beat the ever loving piss out of our bad guy, Marcus Inferno, who is actually the belt maker for Zebro's championship belts.
Oh, okay.
Wow, right. Cool. So what a tie in there, right? So so my man Marcus is getting his ass beat, which is halfway funny. I mean, he can handle himself, but of course, you know, when you're trying to do one thing and then another thing happens, right? So this guy's kind of getting on Marcus, and we're like, all right, let's try and smarten him up. So we try and get to the guy, hey, chill out. You know, this is part of the show, buddy, part of the show, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, part of the show. We're trying. He's not catching it.
Right.
I mean, he is just not at all catching it, right? So much to the point where like his other friend comes in and his other friend's trying to stop him. Now he's pushing his friend off of him. Like, you know, that level of drunk.
He's that pissed.
That level of right inebriation is like
somebody
no,
gonna get these hands.
F you and all this. Right. And so there was a false wall. And I say it was false because it was this huge wall, but apparently it wasn't anchored into anything. It was just set there. Okay.
So I just put a random wall.
A random wall, like a big partition wall, and it just looked to me like a normal wall.
Right.
But, it, you know, I found out when I slammed this gentleman through it that the entire thing goes falling over. Like in the Titan games, how you got to run like real fast and then push over that wall. And
all
of a sudden this wall just goes toppling over in this club. So smashing over everything, the guy goes tumbling through the front window. We're now fighting. We're now fighting in the street. And he's saying, please, no, I love you guys, man. Bumpin' Uglies, I love you guys. Stop it. Stop beating me up.
I'm about to say something like a to which Western
like,
bar fight.
We were like, we tried, guy. You know, we tried, buddy. Like, we just tried so hard.
So what the fuck did the guy who owned the bar say?
We weren't invited back. I will say that. And I don't know that they ran much after that anyway. I don't know that, you know, that, like I said, it was very one of those DIY situations where it was like a space.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily
a building.
Yeah. It's a space, and then may or may not have been a coffee house at one point, and then, you know.
May or may not have had permits to run that place.
Right. Speakeasy and whatnot. So there's one. That was fun.
I'm just
where fake gets real, real fast. And then in the end, you know, he had one of my drumsticks, and we were signing it for him. This is how the evening ended, and he's offering to help us carry our stuff in, like with the drums and our guitars. Oh, I'll help you. And we're like, no, bro, you got your ass kicked. Like, it's cool.
Just go home,
please.
Sleep it
off. Yeah, dude. It wouldn't have come to this, but you know, you can't be beating on our guy here,
right?
You know.
That's crazy. Can we expect anything like that? Ooh la la. No, I'm joking.
Well, I'll tell you. What you can expect is if Sam Adonis feels the need to employ any of his dirty tactics, my
like
man
Reno 911,
my man Bubba McKenzie is ready to rock and roll. So, I mean, he's locked and loaded, you know, and would like nothing more than to unload that right hand sandwich into the mush of Sam Adonis.
Oh, speaking of, I forgot to have you throw your social media out there. Any bookings you got coming
Ooh,
up?
Ooh, social media. Yeah, on Facebook, The Mysterious Movado. On Instagram, at The Mysterious Movado. On Twitter, at BNU, number two. That's BNUNUMBER, two. That's right. Isn't that weird? Although you could search Mysterious Movado and that'll come up too.
All that good stuff will pop up.
All that good stuff will come up too. So, you know, we talked about BCWA, yep. Right? Of course, we've
got this Saturday, February 23rd.
Saturday, right? Of course, we got all the awesome upcoming episodes of XICW Proving Ground, which is super cool. And they've got an awesome new season with a bunch of awesome vets and rookies alike. And that is super cool. So definitely. The Mysterious One is always in the house there, whether it be performing or just hanging out and lending my hand in support to the guys. Love XICW, so I'm always there.
Definitely.
We are going to have Big War event in Lima, Ohio on March the 2nd. We've got a big IBW title defense, so I'll be defending my heavyweight title.
How are the titles doing, man?
Yeah, well, I accidentally lost my LPW title here. Superman Lover and Jock Sampson, I actually reviewed the tape, and it looks like their associate, Carm, hit me with a suitcase when I wasn't looking and the referee was down, which resulted in the title being lost. So unfortunately, I am light by one title, so I'm down to three.
Well, three's not bad.
Listen, but when you had four, and when my homie El Ridiculoso has four, you think he's letting me live this down? now that it's uneven again?
I saw that picture earlier. I'm like, wow.
Right?
My man collector is picking up the titles right now, dude.
But if you just blew on him, he would fall over. That's way too top heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like all that, all the belts and all that. Like
he's got too much of that flare drip, huh?
No, man. My man, he's killing it. So I'll be looking for that on March 9th. I'm going to try and get my title back or at least get some revenge against Carm at Live Pro Wrestling in Fremont, Ohio. But again, March 3rd, we've got the big IBW heavyweight title defense against Rough Crossing. So looking forward to getting my hands on him. He ripped my mask the last time that we met, so I definitely owe him some retribution, even though I defeated him for the title, of course. And then again, you got BCWA coming up. So we got a lot of stuff with BCWA, War, Proving Ground, LPW. I'm going back to Demand Lucha in Toronto in April.
Definitely.
At the Opera House. So that's going to be awesome. That's an incredible event. It's going to be myself and a few unnamed competitors versus Von Vertigo and a few unnamed competitors. Okay. So, the mysterious nature of myself, I can't wait to see what we put together. But I can't wait to get my tentacles on Von Vertigo. Von Vertigo. He's awesome, by the way.
That's tentacles with an N.
Yes, tentacles. Not right. Thank you. Very good. And then, you know, ooh la la, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be headed back in May to Mr. Chainsaw, headed back to May to Mexico for Chilanga Mask, you know, headed to Buffalo in May.
So my boy Joel Gertner. Mavado's all
yeah,
over.
We're headed all over the place, guys. Sky's the limit, and I don't mean Alex Sky. I mean the sky
or the Biggie song.
This planet is the limit because, quite honestly, I don't have the parts or the money yet to fix my spaceship, so the sky quite limit. Is literally my limit. I
so really,
can't go past it. Right?
The limit is the sky.
Limit is the sky right now. But I'm reaching. I'm reaching for it. And if we reach together, humans, if only we reach together, reach out for that hot tag. Tag me. I'm going to come in and I'm a clothesline. I'm a clothesline. And I'm a zip and a zop and a zippity bop. Boom, boom.
And take a bionic care elbow to finish.
And take care of business. You know what I'm saying? Little earthworm. Warmy, warmy, warm.
Always great having a
got you
having a great Mabato in here, man.
Got you guys.
So just because we always ask you this kind of stuff, we'd love to hear. I want to hear your thoughts on what's going on in all the big name promotions like WWE and all that stuff, like all the Becky Lynch stuff. Tell me what you think.
No. The real question is, what do you think about AEW?
We'll get to that too. Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. AEW. Exciting. What are we, short on time? Are we getting the...
You know, I can just cut in and say, hey, 10 minutes left. You don't have to react. You
yeah. Like, well, that was...
Be
that,
smooth.
I didn't... Yeah, I know, right? See, in case you didn't notice, that I'm still smooth. Single, so apparently I'm not very...
That was smooth.
Wow. Sounded like... Well, yeah. Sounded like we have like a mini therapy session here, man. Let's talk about it, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You sure?
Dog.
Okay.
Sure. I'm good, dog. Let's talk about where we were talking about. But first of all, I want to hear your thoughts on Becky Lynch, and then I want to hear your thoughts on AEW.
Well, I think Becky Lynch has a hell of a punch. I do. I think she's incredible. That's my thoughts.
What do you think about all these comparisons with her to the female Stone Cold?
I don't think that's fair.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. You know,
he's one in a million to like take over the whole damn business.
One in a million. And as far as I, you know, from what I see, she wouldn't give a toss about any of that. Like, she's not trying to be anyone's anyone. She's trying to be her.
Right.
And I mean, I really feel like that's what you're getting. I mean, obviously, when you see somebody that's like fighting back against the establishment, and then the boss is putting you down, of course, like, it's going to draw those comparisons. Right. But that's a narrative that's been in wrestling for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was there before Stone Cold. It's just, you know, they really physically embodied it to where, you know what I'm saying? Like, he finally got to beat up his boss, and that was the difference there.
You know how many times I heard Ric Flair talk about Jack Tunney?
Sure. Yeah. Right. Jack Tunney! but yeah, like, so... I don't think that's fair. Not to say that, like, comparing to say that, like, what she's got isn't going to be, you know, like hot and moving forward, going to be a big thing, and she's going to, you know, steamroll. Hopefully that's where this is going for her. You know, I mean, that's I think the kind of success that she would want to have.
Now, you think that, like, Devin and I talked about this a lot, not only on the show, but off the show, like, personally, especially with all the hype that was going into it. Now, obviously, we don't know how serious that knee thing is with Becky or whatever. But to me, even though I've always been a fan of Charlotte and I like Charlotte better as a heel, I honestly wanted to see her and Ronda go one-on-one. I feel like if they're hyping this up like it's going to be the main event of WrestleMania, I feel like do it one-on-one. I feel like a triple threat kind of bastardized.
Well, I thought it was going to be a triple threat the whole time, so.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just saying.
You saw that coming.
Yeah.
Okay. But so I feel you. I hear what you're saying. And
I mean, it's still going to be a great match, but.
I feel like, I mean, you're definitely not alone, which is why they're not doing it right now.
That's fair.
And I feel like if you look at kind of the history of, I don't know, the business, for lack of a better term, but. If you look at what they've done throughout the years, they've done a lot of that where if only, oh, we just want to see this. How often is it that they actually do
what it is
that you want? And that's think about it. That's the beauty.
Oh, sure.
Of the business,
no,
man,
for sure.
You know what I mean? We want to manipulate those emotions and we want to draw that. We want to draw you in. We want you to want more. We can't possibly blow off every single firework we have. Who's to say that that's not a longer term plan to do something, you know? And I think, of course, I feel like they know that.
They know that there's money in her at this point.
So, you know, that being said, like, I feel what you're saying, but I also feel like it's happening that way for a reason.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They're drawing that out, you know, drawing the money out.
And in short form, what do you think about all the stuff with AEW and the stuff that they've announced so far?
Oh, it's incredible, man. First of all, they're breaking barriers and boundaries. You know, my friend Nyla Rose getting signed was like absolutely sweet.
That's what's up.
Sonny Kiss. I mean, like, first of all, Sonny Kiss is an incredible performer that I got to know out in Greektown in Toronto.
If you never watched Lucha Underground and watched him, I think he performs under XXXTentacion on there. I've seen
incredible.
Like, you know, pitch, but I didn't know that Sonny could go like that.
Right. Incredible. Definitely. It's incredible stuff. So, you know, I'm just super happy to see not only their success, but just like the entire idea of it growing and being such a big thing. It's just going to create so much opportunity throughout the independent scene, really across the world, because as they draw talent, I mean, that just creates other spots. And It's super gratifying to know that a lot of the hard work that, you know, you've been putting in over the years is starting to get some traction, and you're starting to see that you can make debuts in other places, and things are starting to open up. And I think that eyes are starting to open up and minds are starting to open up about what it is that, that we like in pro wrestling. So it's a cool time. AEW is going to be a big, big thing. I really do think it's going to be quite formidable. Not saying that it's going to like match the WWE, but it's going to set some stuff on fire.
Hey, Kyle, 5 minutes left.
Damn.
Thanks, Randy.
You son of a bitch.
But we'll wrap the conversation up real quick about just the business in general. A lot of people keep saying like, "Oh, they're gonna take over WWE, blah blah blah." No, I don't see that happening.
I don't think they want to.
But I think where they're gonna make their mark is they're gonna make WWE a little bit nervous because now they're gonna have to fight for wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So now that there's choices for people to go to AEW, there's spots open in Ring of Honor. Now there's spots open in New Japan because there's a new company in there with big money behind it that people are going to have to fight for to get these spots. I think it makes it better for the business because now people have choices.
Yeah.
So as we talked about AEW, we talked about WWE. As far as like New Japan and Ring of Honor and Impact, where do you see them going from now up, you know, into the future after AEW and WWE has made their impact?
I eventually see one, if not two, of those companies becoming part of the larger conglomerate companies.
So another big three?
I do.
Like back in the day, ECW, WCW.
I see one or two of those coming together in some way, shape, or form. And I think it's just going to be smart business to do that. I'm not saying that they should. I'm just saying that
could you see Vince doing – you mentioned like the way it was with the three companies. Could you see Vince doing something like similar as far as partnering up with them?
I would see Vince purchasing Ring of Honor.
Purchasing?
Yep.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't really see Vince partnering up with people.
Partnering is not the word, but what I'm thinking of in my head is like when they were allowed like ECW to do some cross promotion shit and stuff like that. Like, I don't mean necessarily partner up, I guess, per se. Yeah. But
I could see them acquiring Ring of Honor and the Ring of Honor type, you know, library.
Even with how hot they've been, you think that it's still. Okay.
I mean, listen, they wouldn't acquire the product and then shelve it. They would acquire the product and push it.
And plus,
what I'm saying is that it wouldn't go away.
They wouldn't. Right. They wouldn't get rid of them.
It would be under the umbrella.
Okay.
And because they've already shown what they can do to make NXT its own brand.
Right.
You know, and I feel like you've got NXT, you've got Ring of Honor. Now you've got competing brands there, and you know they like to have their own competition.
Within
we already themselves. Know that.
Right.
So I mean, you asked my opinion of what might could happen.
Sure.
I feel like that's something where that could go.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, man.
For sure.
Avado.
Yeah.
Any last words for your opponent, man? Anything else you need to promote?
Your
social media, all that good stuff?
So, you know, this Saturday, humans, come see me take the crown of the Dread King Logan at BCWA's Outlawed at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. It's going to be an epic battle of proportions not seen on this planet or any other in the past century. Wah, wah, wah. And then all that, like, you know, check out the social media, you know, check us out. Ooh La La's coming up. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Look out for your tickets. LPW, IBW, XICW, all the W's.
I feel like since Devin went and got himself one of your hats, I feel like I need to get me a Movado mask.
You do, and I have one in the car if you'd like. It's only $30 American.
Ooh.
Cha-ching.
How about this? If I buy one from you when we come to the show Saturday, if I buy one, I'll wear it on the show next week.
All right. Well, don't wait. They could be sold out by then. No, just kidding. I'll have some on Saturday.
Hey, but don't wait too long because all the hats are gone.
They are gone. I had some fans in Fremont, Ohio ask for the hats.
Oh, man.
So I might have to put in another order. I'll see if I can have them recreated. We'll find out.
Definitely.
Stay tuned.
And announcements coming up soon about Ooh La La Lucha. Definitely looking forward to who's going to be on that show. So.
Yep.
Anything else you need to promote, man?
Nah, man. Just check me out. DDP Yoga. You guys get your workouts in.
Oh, man,
you know what I'm saying? Feel the bang. And, just change your life and own your life and, you know, do it up. And
have you read his book?
I have not yet finished it. I have started
I just finished it the other day.
Yes.
I liked it.
Yes. Well, I'll ask you about DDP yoga off the air. I meant to ask it on the air, but yeah, we're out of time. Yeah. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and throw your social medias and any announcements that you got, sir?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following the show pages, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, at KO3C Pod, and be on the lookout because we've got some big shit coming your way. We've got Tony Hervey before his fight with Chaos Williams for TWC. Like we told you a couple weeks ago, the Boogeyman will be coming to you soon. So
I'm the Boogeyman.
We've got a lot of cool things for you guys. So stay in touch, watch it, and let your friends know.
Definitely. And I'm Devin. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DEVINTHE63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle.
Snipe.
I'm a snipe. I'm a sizzler.
I'm a sizzly snipe. Oh, man. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook where we talk wrestling. We got a lot of great debates going on in there. Oh, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out Matthew Hargrave Chevrolet.
And make sure there's no snakes.
Snake-free cars, guys. Code. What was that code? We're going to use a code when you go to check out those cars.
No, we don't.
No, we're not doing a code.
We don't do the code anymore, man.
Instead, we type in snag. Type in code snag. Right? That works. Sure.
Dude, if we ever do a promotion, our code is going to be snag.
And then my favorite wrestler, Jake the Snag.
We just met Jake the Snag.
We just got a drop from Jake the Snag.
And then you got the Viper. He's a big snag, too.
Son of a bitch.
Let's get out of here, man.
Bye-bye.
Fuck your couch, you snipe.
Until next time, people. Peace.